Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games right here.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
To our mates at King G, welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
Yeah, final stretch. Tony Squires, Mark Guy, Ryan Girdler, Brent Reed with you. Just recapping, Ty Power scoreboard tells me that Manly 42 have defeated and eliminated the Sydney Roosters 6. Season over. A terrific job, though, by the Roosters under very, very difficult circumstances. Manly are now alive and well and head to Suncorp Stadium next Friday night, where they'll meet the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Tonight, it's Parramatta and the Panthers. Melbourne lie in wait Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock kickoff again at Suncorp Stadium. Right now, though, it is a little time for this.
Mail.
Brent Reed, we spoke briefly about Queensland and their coach, well, what we think will be the coach in Billy Slater. What about in the Blues dressing rooms? There's been a bit of change in terms of the assistant coach idea.
Well, I'm getting a bit loose here, Tony. Okay. It's not my style, but I'm getting a bit loose, a bit free. I'm going to freewheel it a bit
because
Paul McGregor is obviously back in the coaching team in New South Wales. Brad Fittler, he got announced this week as an assistant to Brad Fittler for next year's series. Mary, who's a great fella, Mary, been a really good coach at St. George before he parted ways with them. So great addition for the Blues. But the whisper doing the rounds leading up to it was that Cameron Sorella was the guy they wanted. I think I wrote about my column about a month ago that the Blues were looking at Cameron Sorella as potentially an assistant coach. Now, that hasn't happened. It's intriguing given the current climate with Cameron Sorella talked that.
Joining the dots?
I'm joining some imaginary dots. What I'm saying is that potentially I'm not sure whether they ultimately offered Cameron Sorella that job, but I wonder whether that decision was made in part because Cameron Sorella wants to become a head coach as soon as he can. And
so is his situation really that he's put off making a decision until Penrith finishing the finals, yeah?
Yeah, that's the message that everyone's been given, that he doesn't want to have a distraction there while Penrith are playing finals footy, and he won't make a call on what he wants to do until after, and if there's an option there for him, obviously, until after their season's over. Now, the other intriguing part is with the Tigers, we're expecting something really soon on their coaching future. The board's got the review, they've got some recommendations, or at least they're expected to get some recommendations late this week. So I would imagine they've got them by now. I'd imagine there'll be a full board meeting imminently, potentially over the weekend, and then we'll know further what the decisions on Michael Maguire.
Look, without wanting to, blow coal or, dirt on your little fire that you're trying to start there, why couldn't, if you're talking about Cameron Sorella needing to wait, whether he's going to, the Tigers. Why couldn't Freddie have waited? He's got no rush in appointing whoever is his assistant until, he could have waited till after that decision.
I hadn't thought of that, Tone. Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah.
Ooh.
I was just joining some imaginary dots.
Your dots are, dots are.
Anyway, it's great to have Mary back because he's a great fella, Paul McGregor.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, with Cam Sorella? We spoke about him last week and we asked the question, and I thought maybe along the same lines that he might wait, and because he is the next man in waiting. He's got all the credentials that Craig Fitzgibbon has, and everyone speaks about him in glowing terms, the way we all speak about Craig Fitzgibbon. And look, but the thing is, the clock's ticking. If you want a club to present itself like coaching wise, it may not eventuate until 3 or 4 years down the track. We always say that it's a very volatile game, and this coaching job's up. But the cold hard facts are that if you want to be a first-grade coach, you've got to take an opportunity to present itself. And if Cam Sorella wants to be a first-grade coach, well, why not the Tigers?
I would say at the moment, patience may bring a reward.
Grasshopper.
Because you look at the start of the coach is under pressure at the start of next season. There's a heap of them. Trent Barrett's going to be under pressure. Kevy's going to be under pressure. Madge, whatever happens to the Tigers, Madge Todd might Payton. Be under pressure if he keeps his job. Toddy Payton, Nathan Brown, maybe Brad Arthur. All those guys are going to be under some form of pressure. I imagine, this stuff's cyclical, right? When it when one coach tends to go, you tend to have a handful go. That's the way it's been in recent seasons. So, you know, if he holds, if he doesn't, you know, if he decides he doesn't.
But if he sits in his position as an assistant coach, well, then he can't leave early on in the season or mid-season. You don't see that happen. So he might, if he's thinking that way, he might need to, you know, extract himself from the Penrith situation and just wait in the wings. Otherwise, he's not going to do the wrong thing by Penrith, who have given him a great opportunity as well. So, Tigers might be something that he would look at. He's obviously, they've got a little bit of money to spend, Reedy. Mm. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. They've got some, I think the main thing with Cam is he's been in a few different systems where he's built some pretty strong relationships with some key players, and he's got a good reputation in the industry, which really helps with recruitment and building a roster.
Yeah. Mm. Is the Paul McGregor thing almost the flip side of that? Is he wanting to get back into just coaching at all with the light at some point it could lead again to an NRL gig?
Yeah, I think he's missed it, Mary. I actually bumped into him at State of Origin up in Townsville. I don't know whether you guys bumped into him as well. He's floating around the streets. He was up on a corporate gig, Mary. So he looked really relaxed, really comfortable, actually. And, you know, being out of coaching, I think things allowed him to relax a bit. But, you know, he's a competitive bloke, Mary. That's just the sort of guy he is.
At some point,
he wants to get back in and have the juices flowing again. So,
and it goes back to that thing, too, where Queensland are sort of going through that process at the moment is, you know, do you need, with someone that's not a current NRL coach, do you need someone that's been in that system for a while just to bring the nuances?
Yeah.
And, you know, because the game continually changes, and that's the big thing about Billy at the moment, isn't it? Who do they put around Billy potentially that's actually been in an NRL system of late?
Yeah.
Jeez, it's a tough business, isn't the coaching? I said it before, it is like animals on the savannah. Very few of them die of old age, so there's always something coming to get them.
It's like the wild farm breeze.
Except like the elephants, like Wayne.
Liza.
Yeah.
What about Ethan Bullimore? What's the latest? Mm. What's the scoop?
Look, our great mate Dobbo actually broke this news a few weeks ago now that Ethan Bullimore had been given permission to leave the Broncos and explore his options in the NRL at that time. Dobbo suggests he was Manly bound. Look, I expect he's now officially got that release from Brisbane. He got it last week, or this week, sorry. And I expect he'll announce a deal with Manly as early as next week, Ethan Bullimore. And, you know, it also has ramifications for a guy like Marty Tapau. Marty Tapau's been given permission to explore the market. He's got a year left in his deal, Marty. I know his agent's looking around for him at the moment, trying to find a club that might be interested in giving him a long-term deal. And I imagine Manly would let him go if that was the case. Certainly now that Bullimore's arriving, there's more front row depth there, and Manly won't stand in Marty's way if he can find a long-term deal elsewhere.
All right. And gone from the Gold Coast to Peach.
Yeah. Look, he's a really interesting situation, Tyrone Peachey, because they obviously announced he was gone this week. Look, I mean, he's another guy who's looking around the NRL at the moment for an opportunity. I mean, he's been offered to Canberra. He's been offered to the West Tigers. I think both those clubs are monitoring the situation. I think at the moment his asking price is a bit exorbitant, and I think they're looking at, you know, he's asking for something around 3 years, $1.2 million, $400 a year. I think the clubs are reluctant to pay him that. And it'll probably depend on whether he drops his asking price as to where he lands and who's willing to shell out anywhere near that amount of money for Tyrone Peachey. So I'm sure something you've done the next few weeks with him. He's a good player, but he's probably not going to get what he's looking for.
He's good because he's creative, but he also can play well above his weight, can't he? He can be a tough in the middle.
He's a competitor. Yeah. Very much so. And I thought that Canberra may be speaking to him, that I heard the Broncos may be speaking to him. So I think
you put a line
for
the Broncos, MG. That won't be happening. Check that on Friday, yeah.
What about Billy Kickout? What's the latest with him?
Well, again, this is why we're going to wait till the end of the season. I mean, Pete Dell's done a story today with his agent basically saying, you know, he wants 800 plus for him. And if that's the case.
Well, he said if he goes to market, it could be $1 million kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's. You know, I think, for example, the Cowboys are one of the clubs that are really interested in Billy Armey-Kickau. But I'd be stunned if the Cowboys went beyond $800,000 a year for Billy Kickau. If he wants $1 million, he's probably going to have to go to rugby union. His agent, George Christodoulou, has got connections in rugby because he managed got him to French rugby. So Billy's Kickau's looking for that sort of money. He won't be in the NRL, I imagine. I don't think anyone will pay him $1 million. But certainly he's in the 800-plus category.
But isn't that ballpark still Penrith, or can they not afford even that?
Well, they've got a few balls in the air. They've got Dylan Edwards to re-sign up, Icorosau. They've redone Moses Leota. I suspect, you know, they've got some kids coming through. MG Tago, I think it is, who's a good kid.
Gaia.
Isaac Tago, great player.
Maverick Gaia. They've re-signed.
Maverick Gaia, kept.
So I suspect Penrith, they're almost putting their hands up and saying, really, if we want to evolve this team.
Yeah, they can't spend that sort
of
money.
We can't spend that sort of money on Billy Kickow.
No. All right, another brilliant addition. Thank you so much. Reedy next, believe it or not. Brent Reed, you have some late-breaking news on a haircut that could have happened. It hasn't, Des.
Yeah, someone just sent a meme round. Is that what they call memes?
Yeah, there are memes.
Well, Queensland are obviously not in lockdown, so Des could actually go and get a haircut if he wanted one. He's just choosing not to.
He chooses
to have that hair.
Unbelievable.
Stunning developments. It's rocking the foundations of rugby league as we speak, Tone.
Speaking of unbelievable, time for this.
Believe it or not.
Segway Sam over here.
Awesome.
That's so good. My work here is done. All right. Believe it or not. How you going, Gerd? You're getting a bit nervous, a bit toey about tonight in Penrith?
Not yet. Haven't been thinking about it yet, Tony. I got to do the call tonight with Dell, so it's going to be very impartial.
You're going to be impartial.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. To the best of my ability.
Believe it or not. The Roosters, who, as we know, were rolled last night by Manly, the Roosters will contend again in 2022, Gerds.
Oh, Tony, Tedesco, Radley, Keary, Manu, Takiaho, Crichton, Collins. Hargreaves. I mean, they're going to be right back where they're, you know, next year when the whips are cracking. And then you get the influence of young guys like Walker and young Egan and Butcher and that have been coming through this year. They're going to be good.
Yeah, it is kind of stating the bleeding obvious. What do you think, Reedy?
I believe it. I think they start next year as premiership favourites.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. No, I think so, yeah. Throw in, Keary comes back, Walker's better player, Suwali's a better player. They're my favourites at the start of next season.
Wow. Okay. There you go. 3 weeks favorites. From the premiership.
We should get Tommy rolled. On the line because you might get over $10 for something
you
like
think?
That. Oh, you'd have to get over $10.
Is that all? Should be more than that.
Are you
sure?
Think so?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll give you 15.
Okay.
All right. I like it. I like that's a brave call and something that will be brought back to hurt you later.
No. Need a hooker, though. No. Oh, Verrills guys are all right. Verrills guys are all right. Sorry, I'll take that back. Sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
Bloody earth they do. I don't know about winning the thing, but they'll be in the top four. I think the troops will be back. They'll be smarting. All these young kids who have tasted first grade this year, all nine of them, will be better for the run. And everything the boys said about Sam Walker and young Egan Butcher, I love the way he plays. Roosters will be there.
Okay. All right, this, believe it or not, we did speak about Cameron Seraldo in Reedy's mail, just about how good he potentially is. The question is, believe it or not, Cameron Seraldo should not take the Tigers' job if it's offered to him. Is it a poison chalice? He shall not take the Tigers' job if offered to him, MG?
I don't believe it. I think if it's offered to him, he should take it. It's a first grade gig, and he's a coach. Coaches want to play coach first grade, no matter what the circumstances. I think a coach has as much trust in themselves about turning the fortunes around of a club than anybody. So, I think if it's offered to him, he should take it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, gee, it's going to be a big decision, isn't it? But you're never going to get handed over. An organisation that's travelling well, because then why would they get rid of their current coach? So, I believe that he's probably been in the industry long enough now to have, as I said before, built some relationships. They've got a little bit of money to spend, and as long as he can bring the people that he feels he needs to bring and you know, get total autonomy over the way that part of the club is run, I think he should do it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think he should take the job. That's right, isn't it? It's a double negative.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't think that job's as bad as everyone makes it out. I don't think they're in a bad position. They've got some good kids, Laurie, Dewey's not that old.
Vitoa Kimano.
Him, Stefano.
You think of all the coaches, coaches out there who, and there's only 16 spots.
Yeah.
And
so the other thing. Blokes would do anything to get a first grade spot. I know Fitzgibbons was in a kind of a unique situation because. He was offered the Dragons one, and he didn't go there. But then I think he had an inkling that the Sharks one would be offered to him. But I don't think too many other coaches can be as picky.
Well, the other thing with the Tigers is they've got $1.6 million of salary cap space for next season. So he can make some immediate adjustments. You know, if you want to get Tarek Sims or Adam Elliott
Or just take over three or four other Penrith players like Baz did. You know, just keep money for rape and pillage.
You know, you can do that.
The juniors coming through the system.
I actually don't mind. I think they're in a pretty good position, the Tigers. I'd be jumping at it.
Just a sidebar. What is the latest, Madge Maguire? You think in your gut that he's not going to get dumped?
I don't think so.
Meeting on Tuesday, I understand. So when is the decision likely to be made?
Well, I'm waiting on some recommendations, and the board was expected to get them imminently. So I imagine something will be pretty quick.
And Cameron Ciraldo wants to wait until Penrith and how long there if he indeed is the man they're looking for. All right, believe it or not, if the Panthers lose tonight, oh, this is nasty. Mm. Believe it or not, if the Panthers lose tonight, they can be classified, Brent Reed, as chokers. Come on. You're the man here.
I believe it, yeah. I believe it.
You have to believe it because we're not going to.
Yeah, I know. You just dumped me in there. Thanks for that. No, I mean, you know, 2 years in a row, they lost a grand final last year where they failed to seize the moment. They froze a bit. And they froze. I thought they froze the other night. And if they lose tonight, well, going out in straight sets, what else can you say?
Yeah, I kind of – it's going to start carrying some weight, Tony. I'm with you, Reedy. Last year's grand final. And then they were able to sort of get over that emotionally and have a really good regular season this year. But if they go out in straight sets, people will start, you know, putting that tag to them. So they – it's a must win for them tonight in so many different ways.
No, I don't believe it. I think it's all about experience. They experienced the grand final for the first time last year. They've experienced seven players being in State of Origin this year. The rigors that go along with that have got to be, you know, treated with the way it's treated, with the respect that's was given. I think that if they lose tonight against Parramatta, well, they'll rebuild and they'll be back next year. They've got this the nucleus of a team that could be good for the next 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you look at the key players; they're all in their second or third year of the NRL as well. So they got plenty of time, but I think it might add a little bit of weight to next year for them if they don't get the job done tonight.
On the same path, I thought it was a bit to say that Ivan Cleary was in danger of being the next Brian Smith as a coach. As a kind of an insult, I find it a little bit strange. I mean, Brian Smith, he achieved a lot. Sure, he's, you know, the long number of games to not winning a premiership is the biggest, all of those things. But you know, the Dragon side of 92, 93, totally overachieved to get to those grand finals. Mm. That team totally overachieved through him. He did some great things, Brian Smith.
But he never won a comp, though, Tony. I mean, you can say he was a great coach, Brian, for a long time. But ultimately, are you not judged as a coach by winning premierships?
And
he never won one. And you know what? There are similarities there. I mean, Ivan's had 300-plus first-grade games now. He's second to Brian Smith in terms of coaching games and not winning a premiership, you know, and Wayne Bennett, with all due respect to Brian, Wayne Bennett played Brian off a break for a long time, got in his head. Mm. And Ivan last week, Wayne got in his head. So there's some, I can see why the line was drawn between the two. Yep. Ivan can silence everyone by winning a comp.
Yep.
All right. Do we dare go down this path? How long have we got? Believe it or not, the NRL judiciary needs a complete overhaul.
Oh, wowza.
Yeah, well, I think we'll all agree. Yeah. I think we all agree that
that's
it
no
does.
Contest.
The more so the carryover points and stuff that needs to be sorted out. And I think Reedy made the point on here a few months ago that them little grade ones carryovers which gets you another week on top of like it's so murky. So we've seen three shoulder charges last weekend. One of them was charged. Mm. Like it's. Consistency is all we need. It's all we want. And I'm not being detrimental. I'm not saying anything negative about the guys who are doing it because I wouldn't be able to do it. It's a hard job. But surely there's an easier way. There's an easier way to do the process of the carryover points and the double demerits and all this. You know, you shouldn't be penalised for something you did 7 months ago in September. That shouldn't come back to bite you on the bum.
I agree. The other thing, MG, that concerns me slightly, and I don't know how they change it, is the notion that if you go and contest your charge, then you're given extras. That doesn't seem to me to be justice. If you are this close, he's holding his finger and thumb very, very close together.
Yep.
If you're this close to getting off, and because you've gone there and you don't, your penalty's doubled just because of, you know, basically they don't want to go in there and do it.
Yeah,
they want to save time. It's wrong.
Well, it's all it's compounding, right? Because of that, lots of clubs don't fight charges because it's just too much risk involved and it's too onerous, right? But then at the end of the year, that comes back to haunt you because you've copped all these grade one penalty charges, and the loading gets tossed on. So it's a compounding issue where because of they dissuade you from fighting charges, at the end of the year, it actually comes back to haunt the players and the clubs.
Yep. All right, we got time to do the last one here, okay? Believe it or not, that's my team. And this is in light of, we've just got the entertainment, I think, for the AFL is going to be Birds of Tokyo and John Butler Trio and various things. And it made people think about, you know, the anthems, sporting anthems. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, that's my team, which, of course, was What's My Scene from Hooter Gurus, is the best rugby league anthem. Or sports anthem, by the way. There it is.
Great song, great band, Hooter Gurus, but nowhere near as good as Tina Turner. Simply the best.
Simply that was, the best. That,
there we go. And Jimmy Barnes. Yeah. Wow. This gives me goosebumps.
And the good news is, with what you're wearing, we can see all of those goosebumps.
And I was in this ad, so that's why I loved it. I was on the beach with my Speedos.
That's right.
Because I come from Penrith, the sexy town, don't forget.
Tony, they both pale in comparison to Thomas Keneally's Blow That Whistle.
He blowed that whistle.
Oh, we got it so right.
Whose watch was that under?
He's a Manly fan too, probably not happy with him at the moment either.
Gerds, whose watch was that under?
Was that Dave Gallup?
Was it Dave Moffat? Remember Dave Moffat?
No, I don't remember Dave Moffat.
Wow.
Who's Dave Moffat? I forget.
Dave Moffat, the Welsh wizard who came in.
Oh, the Welsh wizard. Dave. And Smith.
Remember he went to the Tour de France one year and Buzz did a whole lot of postcards from France.
That's right.
From France.
What do you think? You've got, what do you believe? Do you believe that that's my team is the one?
Oh, I think simply the best, isn't it? That's the most iconic one.
Well, what you get is what you see.
That's a good one. What you get is what you see. That's a cracker.
What you see.
That's my favourite, you know, what you get is what you see.
Okay. Yeah. What about Holy Grail?
That's good too, yeah.
Which year was that?
It wasn't an official one. Just as a sporting anthem. I'm just throwing it in there now.
Okay, sure.
Up there, because Ailey's got to be up there. Yeah. Up there. Oh, that was an awesome one.
Holy Grail was written about Napoleon's march into Russia in 1812, but still, it does fit for rugby league. And then just going away from NRL completely, or AFL, you would love this, being a football fan. There's a little Liverpool fans who just... Don't like it?
No, it's brilliant.
It's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Awesome.
There it is. That's your Believe It or Not for another week on the Saturday Scrum.
Great addition.
Thank you.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
It's the Saturday Scrum. Thanks so much to King G as ever. King in the industry that continues to innovate strong, smart, iconic workwear, pushing the limit in technology and design so that you're set even in the most extreme conditions like this studio. And I'm wearing my King G as we speak. Time now for this.
Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. The next big thing.
I'm excited because the next big thing, of course, is this Panthers-Eels game tonight, 7:50. You'll hear it all right here on Triple M. What do you like out of it? What is your next big thing, Mark Geyer?
My next big thing is my headline, which will be there on Sunday.
Oh, okay. And it is mixing it up.
Yeah, a little bit of a mix it up. Dog-bound Panther slays the Eels. Matt Burton for man of the match. He's my next big thing.
Dog-bound Panther.
Slays the Eels.
That's very good. Very good. All right. Yeah, okay. What have you got for your next big thing?
I'm going to go with Regan Campbell-Gillard. Reg up against his old team. I think it's going to be a titanic tussle up front. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be revved up and ready to go. So I'm going to go with his clash against his old club, who are...
You are talking in headlines. A titanic tussle.
Yeah. They are still... Alliteration or diet. Yeah. They are still paying part of his wages, actually.
200 grand, isn't it?
Yeah. So...
Is that right?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Okay. Him and Wonga Blake.
Oh, okay. Very generous club. Mm. the old Luai return. So I think Jerome going to, you know, put some of that that average form of late behind him tonight, comes out and rediscovers the form that we've seen him provide that team over the last 2 years. So
Jerome gets Luai on the prize.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
I love it.
You should be a headline writer.
Yeah. Sub-editor, baby.
Yeah, you could be. Well, you could you could work on Reedy's story. He's had 3 hours. He's been working on the story. Yeah. Have you got it finished yet?
I think I'm done.
Just pass it. I'll go through it and fix a few things up.
Yeah, just a little bit, run a little red pen through what you've written there.
Any more stories before we go, Reedy, about it?
Well, no, any anecdotes?
Haven't got a fascinating anecdote?
I still
can't
remember who that coach was I was talking about earlier. Anyway, I'll remember it by next week. I'll have something for you next week.
Is the Jerome Luai part of the equation? How important is that tonight?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial that that left side click into gear for Penrith, because that's their fallback. I mean, last week we just didn't see enough of it. We know that Parramatta have those issues down that right defensive edge. And so hopefully, you know, they've got to win the battle in the middle. I mean, they've got to make sure that there's some momentum for them to play off the back of. But I just hope he just keeps it nice and simple tonight, plays what he sees, goes out there with confidence, because he's a great player to watch. And unfortunately, you know, probably for the last 6 or 7 weeks, we just haven't seen it from him, have we? So I hope Ivan starts that left side. I hope Kikau goes out and starts, and with the confidence having Edwards at the back and Burton, who obviously on the back of Luai's form hasn't been able to do what he was doing earlier on in the season. They just click into gear, and if they do that, they'll be too hot to handle.
What do you think?
I reckon Parramatta are going to upset them.
Oh, hello.
I'm going to go for the upset. I think they're in pretty good touch power. I think Mitch Moses is red hot. And I think Penrith's confidence is a bit down. So I reckon if Parramatta start well, I reckon they'll get them.
Big Tony, our producer, who is wearing a Parramatta face mask.
Yeah.
Which
is threatening. Punch in the air. He's loving life.
He's loving it.
I said to him before, I said, mate, can you take that mask off? And he said, make me.
5 seconds. Who wins, MG?
Penrith.
Penrith it is.
28-22.
Ah, very, very specific. That's where we leave you. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's Saturday Scrum for King G. Pushing the limits in comfort, technology and design. Triple M rocks the NRL 24-7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.